As we continue these services, I will read for studying Paul's letter to Corinthians, second letter to Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but things which are not seen are eternal. Dear brothers and sisters, as we realize from program, I am like very shortly asked to, because I'm behalf Rebecca here, and I feel that I have nothing to share with you. And as we came here, children was reading the Bible on the car, and they read how Jesus fed thousands of people within five fish and two loaves. And as I listened it, I felt that I have even less food supplies that there was in Jesus' parable. And for that reason, I want to ask, may I can believe my all sins and doubts forgiven. I want to believe. The life is such kind that all times everything is doesn't go as we are planned. But this is God, work of God's kingdom. By another word, God's work. And as a believers, we have learned in many situations, think this way, that God caused as well the will as the work. And many of you have experienced in different situations where we have been able to prepare. Example, we have asked the foundation of our faith, but God has given words unto our mouth and thoughts into our minds, and led our discussions after his will. And so Jesus promised, as he proclaimed, that his followers may will be brought to the court to answer how they believe, what they preach. And Jesus comforted them, saying, you need not to be afraid what you say, because Heavenly Father will give just at that moment what is needed to say. And as this is our experience, and it is mutual in believers, so I trust on it. This Paul's letter to Corinthians is often used in sermons, and this text we read before that, at the beginning of this chapter, apostle is told why he speaks what he speaks, and what's there, when grace happened unto him, he got the office to preach. This could be a suitable, even jokaisen täällä jo pidetyn puheen tai vielä ohjelmassa olevan puheen. In this service, the the opening text of all sermons here, because most of people in this world, this own righteous people, may ask where your teaching is based on. And often they say that the people has like invited this teaching, and people are taught that this way is needed to say that, or wise to say that to the people who are interested about matters of faith. And these services is in many sermons become out the reality that God is even this time who do his work in God's kingdom. And we, like believers, can't by studying or thinking to know what we should speak in every different situation as question is about matters of faith. But we trust that God speaks through his faith, and when God speaks, he speaks just what is meant by him and what is before written to the word of God. That what God, Jesus Christ himself, taught to his disciples to speak as he sent them all around the world. Can you remember that when Jesus gave this commandment, he said, go and preach the gospel and repentance and the gospel all around the world. So Son of God exhorted us to do. And we understand that it is still the time to work in God's kingdom. And for that reason, still we need to preach unshortened word of God, as Paul in second chapter of this chapter says, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscience in the sight of God. We are very accurate that all times our teaching is based on Bible. And so it is even our catechismus, and there that whatever is teach our church have to be based to the written word of God. And we can say that it should be so. So there has written, but within sorrow we can say that it is not always so. Sometimes in our country's church they do like decisions how majority thinks. Just only a couple of days ago, I was with my wife in neighboring village, and we went to have a coffee in one cafeteria, and there we were witnessing to the next table of us, as one man said very loud voice that they have asked him to read a nun's poems to the church, but I don't go that room after the majority decided that church allows same sexuality to married. He left that church, and I almost went to take his shoulder, that he was courage to say that church does the decisions that are not based on the God's word. And for sure you children are in Sunday school and Bible class, and we older in services have been heard how God created a man, how he took a dust of from ground and he made a man. And when there was only one man, and Hebrew says like Adam, yeah, it means a man. Or, and then Bible, God realized that it is not good to be a man alone, and he created from the bone of Adam a wife for him, Eve. And in new translation of Bible has said that as God introduced for Adam, Eve, this Adam was very pleased the creation work of God, and there has written the Bible as a word of God that it is. For sure, God, Adam has longed for house, and he was very pleased as God gave Eve to him, that it is, this is my spouse, and for sure, Adam thought, this is God's good gift for me, as God was himself decided. It is very important, whatever is this. In matters of faith, they are based on Bible. And as here it has been, a preacher after another has became here, taken text from Bible, asked leading of Holy Spirit, that he could, by Bible example, this text place, quoting different persons of Bible. For sure we are one-minded that we have been really good summer for Limo, even this summer. We have kept summer services, opisto services. Sometimes we have been able to listen Kesäsera radio. There has been many old sermons and read word of God and historic writings that has told how previous believers has been living and felt the matters of faith. As we been, can be thankful for God all these things. I heard how these technical equipment that sent sermons all around the world showed how some sermon has made even millions listeners. Oh, how we should together thank God of all these. Because there is many people who are not hearing of God's word, and we think that, oh, for example, this or that people would understand what is a living faith, and he could also understand to himself this gift that we ourselves has got by leading of God understand. Among those who, without any fear of people, comes to the service site, may they can't come in their loneliness, as they are. It is easier to open radio there and hear Kesäseura radio. And some locations believers has put on the site of the highway to sign where is the tune of Kesäseura radio, that people who goes through the town or village, they can listen Kesäseura radio. This is work of God. And it is good that we advise people and remind where is Word of God possible to hear. And one thing also before this, our text that is needed to hear that we can understand it. Apostle quotes how he feels his feelings in a work of God, even though this grace has happened, office has given, he has such a feeling. We have this thing in clay vessels that this great power is from God and not from us. Is it familiar feeling for you, dear brother and sister, this feeling of clay vessel, feeling that I am so poor member of God's kingdom? I will would be much better, but I haven't had such strength. And light of Son of Grace brings out such a things that wouldn't be visible without that grace, Son of Grace. And I feel how lacking and falling I have been. You, I can speak any other of graceful God, and I enlighten that treasure that is hidden in the field. This comes. Now, often it happens that some members of family or some friend gets a grace repentance, example in hospital, as there is some believing close one visiting or in same room, some believer, and as believer is able to preach a gospel in Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven, such a people who haven't been believing before, but this who has preached may feel his emptiness and poorness, and may ask to another believer that may you can also come here, if you can also come to preach a gospel to these people, but I'm so poor messenger of God that come you and make sure that all things are in correct, even though every one who has, to whom this grace has happened, as Paul writes, is as well preacher as another. Everyone who has experienced this grace has got this gift to his heart that he can share it to everyone who needs it. And now with this kind of thoughts, Apostle writes in our text. For which cause we think not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. This is very familiar battling for us, battling in journey, that getting tired and trying to watch, how often we feel a fear, as it said in one Song of Zion, you believing often think if you may make it to heaven, but as children of God, younger or older, looks the life before him and all those things what are around on the earth, may fear fulfills the mind, may I have strength to endeavor until end. And it is very familiar unto us, this whispering of enemy of the souls, and especially you. There is like a voice in our inward, it looks to be in vain. Don't destroy your life, don't ruin your life for things of life, but be better to throw away your faith and look a bit lightly this world. And when you are old, end of the light, you can return back to the flock of believers. But in reality, here in God's kingdom, may it be easy to leave this flock, but coming back is not the hand of man, it is God's word. Faith is God's gift, as we know from the word of God, and so we are believed. It is not taken just whenever. It needs that God awakens conscience to search for God's kingdom and his righteousness. And for this reason, it is worth of thinking, if I have, can I leave faith and go to the unbelieving world? But this is, as Apostle says in clay vessels, and we need to endeavor, that we want to renew this promise again and again. Hear a gospel in God's kingdom where we are assured, be a good cheer, be your sins are forgiven. And even this morning, one brother preached that in God's kingdom, gospel is not denied. Jesus himself taught us that how many times we need to forgive brother. The amount of that is so big that in life, no one of have is needed to use that great amount of forgiveness. And he says, this burn that is light will bring us eternal glory. But it feels to you, what kind of part is? What do you think? Is it
se, millaista uskovaisen elämä on tässä ajassa, tulee ilmi esimerkiksi niissä esirukouspyynnöissä, joita
what kind of life we as believers have here, we can hear examples in people's prayers that are sent to God from this place. There has been brought out many kind difficulties, cross, distress, doubts, and fears, May someone have strength to believe. May someone can make it to heaven or fell aside away. And there is, like hymn writer says, when distress is most difficult and I almost fall under burden, give Jesus strength for me. Believers' life is often so that we feel like burning distress and fear is that we get tired and won't make it to heaven. Also, this word. Is very restless, especially this summer, and your children and youth may feel fear, are afraid that every day we hear how what kind of happenings there is on the world. But under those news, may father and mother looks afraid, grandfathers, grandmothers may are sorrowful and follow and look these news and of course you're a task on the youth. This fear that whatever is there waiting for us. So it is in services also very important to remember that here in Finland in all time has a saying, they said on the way to services, let's go to services, that we remember to look the correct way. Those wrong ways are own sinful heart. Then also journey behind what we have had, what kind journey we have had, and also this world. Of course, we can be interested what happens in this world, but it's not needed to be afraid or fearful for that, because only one good way to look is what is before us and what God has promised to his nation and all individual people, what is waiting there in heaven when this endeavor is behind. When this heavy cross has taken lowered down and we hear this greeting of God, Lord Jesus, come ye, the blessed of my God, to own that land has been prepared for you from the beginning of the world. And then he says that while we look not at the things we are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So, this day of salvation, when Jesus Christ brings his own from this country to the heaven, in one song has written, when the ship gets to harbor and the storm ceases and quiets fully. Even though the storm is the storm of world, or you younger or older feel inside you battle against good and evil, battle against staying awake and waking, feeling if I have strength or not enough. So then you can remind once the ship will make it to heaven and the storm will quiet. Jeesus rohkaisi kerran Jesus encouraged his disciples once. On the world you have distressed, but be of good cheer. I have taken victory over the world. So, my brother and sister, you can uplift your heart to believe this gospel. The table is prepared. For that reason, you are sitting there on a bench. From the heart of God has been greetings to you. Sins are temptations. All that cause storms in your heart, you can believe forgiven in the name of Holy, in the name of Jesus and Holy blood. You can be free child of grace. God will fulfill the promises for you and bring you from the under cross to under crown. In Jesus' name, amen.